guys, welcome to Double the T Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Ombi Twins. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Something. You are supposed to do that. You're the designated.
Well, honestly, we should freaking sub Taylor in for that.
I know. I just don't want to embarrass myself with that.
Then you always make me do it.
I know, because I'm okay with you embarrassing yourself.
Okay, here it goes. Here, do it one more time. I'll do it this time.
Okay,
I'll
let's actually try. Let's try. Oh my gosh. Hold on.
For another episode, I'll do that.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to laugh. Okay. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Tell me something good.
Okay, that was a little better. Wait.
No.
I'm pretty good. I'm just kidding. Okay, yes. As you guys have heard us say a thousand times already, it is another episode of Tell Me Something Good. We love these episodes.
Why did we pick a way of saying it that we're terrible at doing it?
I don't know. I feel like I just said it, and then I was like,
and then we rolled with it. Yeah.
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 So now we're committed to the bit.
Committed.
To the bit. But before we talk about all the good things going on, we're going to talk about our week, or?
Yeah.
What's been happening?
Well, I had a surprise birthday party for my husband that he turned 30. And
the big 3-0.
The big 3-0. And we turned 30 about like 10 months ago. And Josh like made a big deal out of our 30th.
Our husbands did a very good job.
Yeah. They just, you know, Josh was about to rent out a like ginormous cabin for like us.
All
I'm going
to say is that is Josh's MO to go above it and beyond.
It is Josh. Josh would empty our bank account to make sure that we had a good 30th birthday.
For sure.
Meanwhile, I'm like the easiest. Like, he could literally be like, hey, Megan.
Well, we thought we were just going to dinner and we were like,
yeah, it's like I'm so chill, but Josh is just, I mean, so sweet. He would literally empty his bank account for a man on the road.
Yeah, like, very sweet. Yeah.
He would do that. But, anyways, so Josh was turning 30. So I was like, okay, I'm going to also, like, do a little surprise thing for him. And
I'm so bummed. First of all, I had to miss it. And I'm so, and I'll tell why, but I'm so bummed that I had to miss it. I really am.
It was, you were the only, well, actually, some of his, like, siblings weren't able to come.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I planned this whole, like, surprise thing because my mom always has, like, a birthday dinner for Dustin and Josh, like, every year on their birthday. So, and it's normally, like, whatever food they want, like, my mom will make it, you know. And so we had one for Dustin not very long ago because Dustin's birthday was not very long ago. And so the way I spun it, I was like, hey, Josh, like mom wanted to do, you know, your birthday dinner on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I know how you spoiled it.
Continue. Did I tell you?
Okay. No, Dustin told me how you spoiled
it. Okay. So, but there was two things that spoiled it. So
I know. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, so I like pulled it out. Like Josh was like, okay, yeah. And I was like, he was like, what does she have? Like, what do we have? And I was like, oh, I think she said burgers or something. Like, cause obviously that's what I was like going to be bringing and stuff. So anyways, pulled it all off, even to the point where Josh drove our stove over to mom and dad's house. I mean, our grill over to mom's house, mom and dad's house 2 days prior and still going off of this like whole, yeah, this is for your birthday dinner. It's just like a casual, you know, pulled it off. Right. So I asked, like, some of his best friends to come and then obviously just family. So it wasn't very many people. But anyways, we are about to go over there. And Aria, like, loves dressing up. Like, she loves wearing the dresses and all this stuff. And there's this dress that's been in her closet for months now. And it's so cute. And Aria, like, never wants to wear it. It's pink. And it has, like... it's like sparkly up here and then it's like really frilly on the bottom. And Aria loves dresses like that. So anyways, I wanted her to wear this other dress. I was like, hey, you want, and it was just like a casual pink dress. Right. And Aria was like, I don't want to wear that dress, whatever. And so I was afraid she was going to go pick out like just something that was like, not like just kind of dumpy or whatever. Yeah. So I was like, okay, Aria, you can wear this dress or you can wear this dress. Because I was like, this is a perfect opportunity for her. And I thought Josh wouldn't think anything of it because she just loves to dress up. Right. So anyways, I put her, so she was like, she decides to wear that dress instead of the other dress. And so then, so she put that on her, okay? And then I go, and I'm like, I never wear makeup. I wear makeup for these podcasts because I saw myself on camera and I look terrible. So
I'm like, a little mascara goes a long way, sister.
I never wear makeup. Yeah. And so anyways, I put on some like mascara. And so I walk out of the bedroom and Josh was like, where are we going, Megan?
Yeah.
And I was like,
busted.
And at that point, I'm thinking, because he saw.
He's like, Megan, you normally look fugly. Like, yeah, you why? Literally, you normally look like a dumpster.
You normally look like I just got you out of the back. Like literal hobo? At the Walmart.
Where are we going? Southside Walmart. We must be going to the most fancy thing. Yeah.
And also, I tried to play it off too with my outfit, because like normally I'm always in sweats and stuff. And so I was like, Aria, what do you want mommy to wear? And like Aria was like, wear this. And that, so it kind of was like, and he was hearing that conversation. So I think I played the outfit off okay.
Yeah.
But then it was the mascara.
Aria, do you want mom to wear mascara? She's like, no. And you're like, dang it.
She's like, you never wear mascara. So anyways. So then Josh was like, where are we going, Megan? And I was like, mom and dad's house. And he's like smiling. And then I'm smiling because he saw one of his friends earlier that day. And I thought, I was like, I wonder if his friend told him. And so I was thinking that I was like, okay, somebody clearly told him because I've played it off this good. And then now he's like acting like this. So I was like, what? We're just going over to mom and dad's. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to look like a dumpster. And he was like, okay, Megan.
That's funny.
So anyway, so annoying. So we get, and so I don't say anything because I'm like, what if he doesn't know? You know what I'm saying? So I just like keep playing it off. And then I acted later. I was like, well, there is a surprise. Like Aaron's going to be over there. Like my older sister from Atlanta, she like drove in for this. And so I like told him that thinking he would think that was the surprise.
Yeah.
Anyways, at that point, the mascara, it was just too light.
It was too much. Yeah.
And anyway, so then later, like, okay, we pull up to mom and dad's house and like, obviously everything, you know, and it's great. And it goes, it's super fun. We have, you know, it's great. Later I asked him and he said he knew right when he saw Aria's dress, but then when I came out in mascara,
confirmed it. It was over. Spoiled.
I'm so annoyed. And yeah, I even had the thought too. I was like, Megan, if you put this mascara on, like he could, you know.
Dude, I've always wanted to be actually surprised. Like actually.
We were surprised.
No, I was not surprised.
Oh.
No, I'm saying like right when the surprise is taking place, then it's a surprise. Like
yeah.
Like when we.
Like when I got engaged, that was a freaking surprise.
See, you were surprised.
That was a surprise.
You smoked that me. But when I got engaged, I was not surprised because I could tell. I literally knew.
Yeah, dude. And you, yeah, the way you looked, the way I looked, you guys could tell I was surprised.
Well, no, we were going, me and Dustin, he had planned just like a date night.
Actually, and you do kind of dress up for date nights.
Yeah, I'll dress up.
You
do. No, I knew. He was just acting so funny in the car. And I was like, I knew. So, to the point where I normally wore another ring in the car, I took my thing off because I knew.
Oh, gosh.
I know. That's where I'm like, man, I wish somebody
would surprise me. Mine was full on surprise.
Yeah, yours was. Mine was great. I crushed it. So, anyways.
I loved it. I love that Sarian's like, I crushed your engagement.
I did.
Okay, but what all did you plan of that?
Oh, your nails?
Oh, the nails thing for sure.
I brought, because Megan never wears nail polish. I'm like, okay, she would know if I was like, let's go get your nails done. So I brought nail polish.
Well, now I get my nails done by this time.
Yes,
I did not.
But now, like, I brought nail polish because I'm like, okay, she's going to get engaged. Like, we can throw on some. Oh, yeah.
I was so surprised. It was amazing. Yeah. I've always wanted, I wanted to be like, just
yeah,
like,
welcome.
I
yeah.
looked so
crushed
terrible.
It.
But
it.
I know, I'm. Yeah, it was
did
great.
So good. Well, yeah. I'm
so, anyways, I did not pull off that surprise.
That's okay. That's
so,
what it is.
But it was fun. You missed it. We'll have to wait until he turns 40 for the next one.
Dang it. Yeah, I'll probably be.
Yeah.
Busy.
Just kidding. Probably, honestly.
Well, honestly, that does bring me to.
Okay. Yeah. So, what were you doing that got you out of this surprise birthday?
Okay. Yeah, it didn't. Well, I really was so sad that I couldn't be there, but it leads me to my tell me something good. Which is that, obviously, you guys know this new, like, career adventure that I'm down, and I filmed my first wedding this weekend. Actually, let me correct that statement. Nope. I filmed two weddings this weekend, and I don't know why. Literally, a couple weeks ago, I was, like, looking at when my weddings were, because I booked a few weddings for very cheap, like, very inexpensive for 2024, because I wanted to get some experience with it, and so I looked at my calendar, and I was like, you have two back-to-back weddings when you've never filmed a wedding before. So I want to talk about my experience because it really was like, so I don't know, what would you be like, how would you be feeling? I don't know
for a wedding. I just feel like I don't think that would be my market. Like I just do not think I would enjoy that just because of the pressure, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Well, and I will say, because I priced it so cheaply, I did feel like I didn't feel as pressured because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but once you start pricing
no, I agree.
Like we mentioned before, though, you're in a better position than the photographer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I agree. But there was different things that I really, like different, so I'll kind of talk about it. But so, so basically the first bride that I filmed, I didn't know her. So like.
Oh, and I heard that Sarah and Cindy
oh, yeah,
were there. They were both there. Yeah.
That was sweet. Yeah. So I walked up in there and I was like, I did not know you guys were doing their, you know, hair and makeup. That was really nice. But yeah, so the first bride that I filmed on Saturday, I did not know her at all. Like, this was my first time meeting her, which was kind of odd because it's like, you know, you're here to film your special day, but I'm like, hi, nice to meet you, whatever. The bride that I filmed on Sunday, I did know her, so that was kind of nice. But
how did she hear about you, the first one?
I mean, I just posted on, like, my Facebook, and I was like, 2024 brides, like, I'm doing this for really cheap. And she, you know. So it was interesting, though, because she had, it was me, the photographer, a second shooter, and then she had two wedding content creators there. So there were five of us there to capture all of the moments, okay? Five.
Dear God, can you imagine just the price on just that?
Well, for me, it was dirt cheap, though. I don't know if she was for everybody else, but she got steal for me, but no, yeah. So even just the price of that, but so I guess what was really cool is, like, obviously what we talked about, how the photographer is kind of running the show. Like, the photographer is the one who's, like, really on schedule, and she's, like, looking at when everything needs to be done, which was really nice because I didn't really have to do that. She was like,
you had, like, a built-in schedule.
Yeah, kind of. I was like, okay, when she's like, okay, now it's time for this, I'm like, perfect. But what I will say about that, and what I learned throughout the weekend, which kind of bums me, and it's like, I'll learn as I go, but so basically, you know, the photographer will take her pictures, right? So in these moments that where she's like with her bridesmaids and stuff and they're like cheesing and stuff, right? That does not make good video content.
No.
So I felt like I would like, okay, so she's like getting their picture. So I would like start it as they're like done. And then the first bride, she was wonderful and stunning, but she didn't like, as soon as it was done, like she was done cheesing, she would kind of go to like very neutral. It wasn't like she was as like, you know, and she's on camera. She might have just been more uncomfortable, too. Yeah. It is, you know, anyways. So she didn't give me personality after. And the bridal party didn't. They didn't know to. So I'm not blaming them by any means. Right. But I was looking for those, like, those moments because that's what would make good content. And there just wasn't as much of that.
Yeah.
So
it's like you don't need to be at the stage stuff as much.
No, I don't want that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of that because the photographer is staging them. So my second bride, which I did know her, which was fun, and I knew her family, and I knew one of the bridesmaids, which was really fun, but she wanted a more active photo shoot. So she did. She did a very good job of like after she was like doing all the things and she was laughing and then she was, so she did a good job and she gave me, you know, I haven't actually looked at the footage from that day, but she did give me more like kind of raw moments for me to film. So what I learned from it, I was like, okay. And I like texted my brides that I've got coming up and I was like, I need to be put in your schedule. Like I need, okay, after you're done with photography, like the photographer's taking maybe a couple pictures, I need 10 minutes after that so that where I'm directing them and I'm like, can you, so these are just things that I'm learning, but I don't know. I think, and I, after filming and I've like, and I've started editing, I've done a little bit on the first, not a little bit, I've done several hours worth of, from my first wedding, but, I think I want to do weddings.
Girl, that's a moneymaker.
Man, I don't know. And I think it's the same with like, with the birth. Like I love being able to be a part of somebody's special day and like being able to create this memory that they can play forever. Like, I don't know. And I enjoy like doing the dirt work stuff, but I was telling somebody this the other day, and I'm sure I've told you about it too, but like, I feel like in the dirt work or even in like real estate, things like that, where it's
probably doesn't feel as meaningful.
Not that it doesn't feel as meaningful, but I feel like I'm spending so much time in the editor creating, cause I want to create a story. When I'm showcasing a home, there's no story, but I'm still in my head trying to create a story. So how do I do that? Like through the edit, right? So I'm like trying to make it like attractive to the eye still. I'm still, you know, so I feel like I'm spending so much time trying to create this story, and on a wedding day and on filming a birth, I don't have to do that.
Right.
It's like the story's there. I just have to tell the story, which there's still so many ways to interpret the story, but so that's what I think I'm going to really enjoy is just like just the rawness of it. It's like, yeah, I'm not having to stage anything or, you know, whatever. But,
right.
So that was really cool. But a few things that I did not realize. I couldn't, you don't drink water. Like, you don't, I brought meals. Like, I brought a lunch and a dinner because I wasn't sure if we could even eat. Like, I don't know. I've never done this before. So I brought, like, meals and snacks. Don't even worry about that. Like, you're not eating. Yeah,
you're not eating.
Oh, it was so, I mean, I literally, by the end of the day, I was like, I need water. I have to drink some water because I'm extremely dehydrated. And, like, so I was like, okay, that's good to know. And then the next day, because I'm like, I don't even know, like, how do I, like, so I was, like, trying to chug water, like, on the way there.
Dude, you need, like, a fanny pack to hold your water bottle. Oh,
I
literally
told Dustin that I was going to borrow his, like, marathon running, like. Yeah,
dude. Josh has one. Oh, my gosh, that'd be really funny.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That'd be really funny.
But then I'm like, I would look like an idiot.
Yeah, but it's funny.
But then I'm like, the photographers, they're all looking at me like, dang, I wish I had something. I'm like, yeah, you wish. Yeah,
you freaking wish you got a little slurp slurp.
Oh, yeah, this is my slurpy slurp. So that was, I didn't realize, you know. But one cool thing, too, because obviously there was, at least the first day, there was five of us, like, capturing, you know, footage, which is just crazy to me. But what was cool was that, like, the other three, like, the second shooter and the other, like, the wedding content creators, they kind of stepped back and, like, let me and the photographer be, like, the main. Like, we were the ones, like, on the aisles. And, like, that was nice because I was kind of worried. I'm like, I need to be up close and personal, you know, so that was nice. But then the second day, just kind of a funny story from it. So I knew her again. I knew the bride from the second day. And I had met the family one time before. And I knew the bride, but not like super well. I just, anyways. And so she gets her dress on and she's like, we're upstairs. It's me and the photographer and her mom and her, like, putting her dress on, right? So we like capture that, like, you know, whatever. So literally, me and the photographer walk down the stairs to, like, go out to where the wedding will actually be with all the, she's going to see the bridesmaids, like, all the things, okay? We go, and she walks up to us, and me and the photographer are, like, fanning out her dress, black, all over her dress.
From all what? Over,
walking down the stairs. I mean, she literally came from here down the stairs. And we look up at each other, and we were like, and we just hoping she wouldn't notice. And we're like, she's going to get it dirty.
You're like, we're like, this is not my job. Well, I cannot be in charge of this.
I'm just like, okay, she is going to get, we literally looked at each other. We're like, she's going to get it dirty. But like, I mean, it was, I'm talking black, like all over her train, all over the rim of her. Yeah. I mean, it was so bad. So
dude,
then,
how dirty were those stairs?
I mean, must've been. And I don't know if she's like, didn't pick it up. Like, I mean, she just got her dress. I don't know. But it looked like somebody had taken, like, intentionally marked it up. It was so bad. Yeah. So then we are just, like, you know, hoping that she doesn't, and she does. Of course she notices it immediately. She had no pictures in it. Her husband, her fiance hadn't seen her in it. Like, none of that. So anyway, so she, I mean, her mood instantly changes.
Dude, I would be like,
I know. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, it's getting dirty.
Like,
yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
But apparently, I think she's, like, that was, like, she said that was the 50th dress that she had tried on. So, she was, like, already really particular about her dress, right?
Oh, my gosh. Dear God.
Yeah. I picked the first dress that I tried on. That's what I'm saying. I was like, this is pretty. You know, I'm just like,
I went to go marry Josh in a $5 Ross dress. I hadn't even tried on before.
Yeah, I still have your bridesmaid
dress. It's set in my closet.
Still your bridesmaid dress.
No, I still have my wedding dress. I bought a real wedding dress.
Oh.
In my closet. Josh has never seen me in it. Does anyone want a wedding?
Let me film your wedding. Let's do a fake wedding. So anyway, so she notices it and immediately starts freaking out, of course, you know. So we're all, like, there's, like, five of us, and we're just, like, scrubbing, you know, whatever. Well, and then she just was kind of antsy at that point, and I was like, I just tried to lighten the mood as much as I could, because I was like, have we eaten today? Like, you know, and she's like, no, I've not eaten anything. I was like, can somebody get her some fruit? Like, and then her mom is like feeding her, like, as she's like taking pictures. It was just funny. And then at one point, this is hilarious, but her mom, she comes up to me, and so one of the bridesmaids I also knew, and she comes up to me and that bridesmaid, and she goes, who wants to tell Emma? That's her name, and she won't care. She said, who wants to tell Emma that the baby's breath attracts bees? And, like, the baby's breath was supposed to be, like, down the entire aisle, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, I volunteer's tribute. I'll do it. It was just funny.
Listen, there's black stuff all over your dress, first of all. Second of all, there are bees everywhere.
There are bees attacking everybody.
So.
And she was like, no, like, I wanted the baby's breath, and if it's not going to happen, then we'll just not have anything or whatever, which was fine. I mean, again, she's the bride. It's like, that's her day. She can be as particular as she wants, but, and she was upset about it extremely, logical things to be frustrated about.
No, I mean, yeah, black all over your expensive dress.
Exactly.
That is fair.
Yeah. That's very fair. Expensive dress, I'm sure. Anyways, but I mean, they were both just really beautiful weddings, and I'm thankful. I mean, it wasn't like we had stunning days. I mean, it wasn't like I was dealing with rain and like, so I'm sure not every experience is going to be like that, but I don't know. I'm like, not that I'm happy to do other jobs too, because I still want to do other stuff, but I'm like, I do think I'm going to in like 2025 maybe try to dive into some weddings, and which I'm excited about. It would be nice to have a second shooter.
Well, if you pay me right, you better up you up your prices.
Yeah, so
you can pay a second shooter. So I can get paid. What's funny is that reminds me of somebody that I know. I'm not going to get too specific because I don't want to like her. She hired a wedding videographer, obviously also a photographer, right?
It was me, wasn't it?
It was Saren. And okay, first of all, I can't remember if it was like a last minute. I think it was more like of a last minute, like, hey, can you film our wedding or whatever? But not like a last minute, like a cheap rate. Like this person, it was not a cheap rate. This was a full price that she paid for this, right? So the wedding, or, you know, everyone's getting ready, blah, blah, blah. And this photographer, or this videographer was there. And I'm not making this up, guys. All of a sudden, like, you could just, like, smell, like, the smell of, like, poop.
Oh, no. This is not a real story.
This is a real story. And it was, like, coming from this videographer. And people were like, he had, like, pooped himself while filming, like, while... And wasn't changing.
Well, in his defense, he couldn't change.
He was stressed.
He couldn't. No, you don't have time to do anything. He had to poop himself.
He pooped himself.
I can relate to this guy.
And was still filming, and everyone was like, it smells like poop in here.
Good for him.
No. Gets worse. So, had a poopy videographer. Okay?
That was... Hang on really quick. I think you're saying the word weird.
Poopy?
No.
Videographer?
Yeah, say it again.
Videographer. Like a photographer, videographer. Yeah.
Videographer. You're saying it wrong.
No, I'm not. Somebody spell check. Somebody check us. Taylor.
I think you're saying it wrong.
What do you say?
Videographer. You're saying videographer.
Yeah, because there's probably an O in there.
It's videographer.
Is there an O? We need to check it.
I don't
think
it's pronounced that way.
Doesn't matter. We're going to check it. We're going to check it later.
Anyways. Sorry.
Videographer. That sounds weird. Okay, anyways. So, poopy videographer. I'm going to say it my way. And walking around trying to get footage of the wedding, right?
Yeah, good for him. Yep.
And then after that, so then like, okay, you know, you expect, I mean, with, so you kind of want a quicker turnaround with that stuff, but like, okay, you, what do you think is like a good turnover for getting that back to them?
Is like basically 4 to 8 weeks, essentially.
Okay. Months go by. Yeah. She's not gotten anything. And he keeps being like, yeah, no, I'm almost done. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I'm almost done. And then he, like, said that he, like, hired somebody else to do the editing. So he was, like, waiting on them to get the stuff back, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, like, it is months and months. And they're, like, and they've already paid him half of the price. They're, like, where is this video at? He ends up, like, coming over and, like, basically just starts crying to the bride and saying that basically somehow all the footage was gone.
Oh, God.
All the footage was gone. And no, that he finally showed her the edit, which she ended up showing me, and it looked like, Saren, I cannot even explain to you, it looked like it was not good. And I was like, he was like, I'm not done with it, but like, this is like what I have or whatever. And it was like, not good. And so she showed it to me.
So it was of her then, so he did not lose the footage then.
So apparently, he had like hired maybe a second shooter or something like that. The other footage got like taken away or whatever. Okay. So then it was like choppy stuff that didn't make sense. Like none of it flowed in a way that made sense. It was just like random clips, right? And then he finally ends up admitting that the footage was gone. He was just like pushing it back and wasn't telling them.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you please tell me you got your money back? And she was like, no, like we just, anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Poopy videographer. So,
you know what though?
That, and then also, this is not a videographer story. This is just the last time I went to a wedding. I was like trying to be really helpful because Aria was the flower girl. And so I was, like, trying to just be, like, helpful because she had to be in, like, the pictures and stuff. So I would, like, go up there and, like, do you guys need anything? Y'all need water? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm just trying to be helpful, right? And not, like, annoying. And so everyone is upstairs, like, and they're doing, like, the girls are, like, in their, like, you know, robes. And they're, you know, taking the pictures, whatever, with the bridesmaids. And then the bride has to go to the bathroom. And I'm, like, trying to be a psychopath, just, like, trying to be helpful. And I'm, like, picking up trash and stuff. I open the bathroom door. And everyone, like, she's on the toilet. The bride is on the toilet. Open the door. Everybody, all the photographers, everybody's up there. Like, there, she's just, I opened the door. I was like, basically, like, this is the bride on the toilet. And I'm just trying to be helpful. And I'm like, I need to leave.
Yeah, you need to leave.
So, anyways,
dude,
as long as you don't poop yourself, I think you're going to be okay.
No, yeah. I might. I'm that committed, though. I will poop myself at your wedding and
I'm just telling you.
I'll still continue to film.
Well, it didn't go over well.
No, yeah, yeah. No, that's fine.
Could you imagine that? He pooped himself and then just kept going.
I don't know. I'm like, I think I'd rather have the footage. Like, if it's a matter of him missing my first kiss, sir, poop yourself.
Sir, no one wants a first kiss in the aroma of poop.
I want to be able to see the footage later. Actually, I didn't even hire a videographer, so I guess I wouldn't. But it's just so funny. But no, anyways, yeah. So my experiences were really good. And
I'm glad.
It's funny, at the second wedding I am. Because the first wedding, I'm like, I don't really know what to wear. You know, I just wore, like, jeans and one. But anyways, second day, I wore...
I saw your mom jeans.
Like, a tank top. Yeah, I was rocking my mom jeans.
They were cute.
I might bring them out for you guys soon.
They were cute.
But I wore, like, a... Just, like, a little tank top. Like, a one piece and then with a skirt or whatever on my second wedding. And the father of the groom, which is funny because his son is a Marine. All of his... The party was, like, a bunch of Marines. But at the reception, because I was, like, filming the reception, his dad was like... He was like, whenever you have a chance, like, can you just flex on me? He was like, because I know there's something in there. And then I, like, flex. He's like, oh, my gosh. It was just funny. I was like, honestly, no. That was one thing. My freaking back from holding, like.
I was hurting.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
So, will I do two weddings back to back like that again? No, I won't. But it was good. And actually, the only other thing, and then we can move on to yours, but. Now I've lost it. Blank line. And I knew it would be this way, which kind of bums me out. Cause like everybody was like, how'd it go? And I'm like, it went really good, but I won't know until I see the footage. Like, you don't know until you see the footage, you get it in the editing software and you're like, okay, because I didn't know when's the best time to put my camera on my, like my gimbal. When's the best time to go handheld? When can I actually do have time to get my drone footage? So that, like, was kind of, because even at one point, I literally had the drone flying in the air, and I had to run and just leave it. And I had to run and go get my actual camera to get, like, some close-ups. So that's where a second shooter would be really beneficial.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
But yeah, again, it's just kind of learning, like, yeah, when to go handheld and when, because the stabilizer is great, but it's way more difficult to zoom in. So it's like, I can't just zoom in on the fly. I can't just change my aperture on the fly, like. I don't know. So that was the only thing where some shots where I'm like, I wish that would have been a little bit smoother, but then I wouldn't have been able to zoom in on, I don't know. So it's just.
Yeah, just kind of learning.
Yeah, just learning, which it just stunk because I'm like, I feel like had I been able to look at all my footage, I could have already been, which I'm already trying to put things in place for my weddings in the future, but I couldn't do that, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it went good.
Do you feel like you, like, did you like? Are you liking the one that you're editing right now?
No, yeah, I am. I'm just like, oh, man, I wish this shot was a certain way. Or really, because my first wedding, again, was my bride where she just wasn't as, like high energy or whatever. So with her, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I would have, like, even maybe in at the time been like, hey, can you guys do this for me?
Yeah.
You know, because I definitely got some raw, you know, for I definitely did. I'm not saying I didn't. But there's moments where I'm like, oh, man, I wish I would have, like, just kind of took control a little bit and done more.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it looks really good. I think right now what I'm struggling the most with is, like, the music, which, you know, plays such a big role. But, honestly, royalty-free music is just not as great.
It's not. You're probably going to have to start, like, purchase some sort of where they have just better options.
Like, well, I don't know where that is because I've even asked. Because that's what I have. I bought, like, a subscription to a place where you can just get you have tons of, like, royalty-free music, and, like, a lot of the videographers that I know, like, they use this website. Like, it's a really well-known, yeah, there's definitely several, but I'm like, I don't know. That's the only sucky thing.
I mean, can you, Why do you have to use royalty-free music?
I mean, I'm wondering if I just... Because... Okay, I'm thinking about the brides. Like, okay, if the bride has... If they put it on YouTube, it'll get hit.
Yeah, okay, but they don't put it on YouTube.
I know. That's where I'm like... Somebody's like, okay, maybe I just don't... Maybe I just don't. And then... Because I've not been using royalty-free music on, like, some of the dirt work and stuff. And it will be, like... It'll get, like, pinned where it's like, okay, this video's muted in Russia or something. Which I'm like, I don't really care about. I guess I'm trying to be a little bit more professional about it. But at the same time, I'm like, reality is, it's like, these brides are going to probably put it on their Facebook and their Instagram and then probably nowhere else.
Yeah.
So then I'm like...
I don't know if it gets flagged on Facebook.
I mean, that's what it'll do. Because I've had a few do that. Where it's like, you can't, like, this is muted in a different country.
I'm
like,
okay, but not in the States.
No.
Oh, well, then, I don't know. Maybe...
I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to be kind of professional about it. Maybe ask other
videographers, what do they do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know one that...
Can you ask?
I can ask him. Yeah, if you want me to. Just remind me, and I'll ask him. I'm glad that... Yeah. You're finding your preference.
I did really enjoy it. I think I surprised myself and enjoyed it maybe more than I thought that I would. So, but it is really stressful because I'm like, now that I'm editing, I'm like, how do I want to tell a story?
Dude, I told you when I tried to edit that one, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was so out of my league. It was just like, this is not for me.
Well, maybe I'll play it for you and you can be like, this is not for you.
Yeah, maybe go through me first.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so.
I'm excited to see the videos. That is very, very, very good.
Oops. Yeah, it was fun. And good time.
Okay, so my tell me something good. I don't even know if I really should be sharing this yet.
Oh, okay.
But the good thing is that Josh doesn't listen.
Oh, my gosh.
No, okay, actually. My husband has been in a job where he's worked 10 to 14-hour days my entire 6 years of being with him. And... So, I mean, really during the week, I see him for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, every day when we're like passing. And that's usually like he's got Aria or like I've got Aria, you know what I mean? And so I don't really see him until the weekend. And for years too, like I worked Saturdays, you know, for years. So all that to say, I have not had a relationship with my husband ever where I just got to see him on a more regular basis. But he... just had an interview for like the promotion we've been like, okay. Yeah. So,
that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I's need to be, you know, T's need to be crossed or whatever. But, so he had that this week and, in January, like January 1st should be, stepping into that role. And so more than just like even obviously like it's a financial, you know, like help obviously, but because obviously he comes with pay raise, but like his hours will be now his hours will be like 10 hours a day, but you know what I mean, like, but he'll get off at like 4:35, and like I can't even just imagine just like having all of us home, like me, Josh, because I don't work Monday, Wednesday, Friday evenings anymore. I did for years, but now that Aria's in school, I don't do those anymore because I didn't get to see her when I would go back to work. So even just being able to see Josh like Monday, Wednesday, Friday evenings, just like, oh my gosh. I mean, just like us being able to like have dinner together or something during the weekday. I just can't even imagine that. And so that was like something that, you know, I've wanted for our family is, and I don't know if we're ever going to be able to do this one. Like, I'd love for one of us to be able to drive Aria to school, you know, in the morning. I don't see that. I mean, maybe far down the line, but anyways, that's been one of my family goals. But then another one has just been us being able to like have dinners together during the week. Like, even if it's just a couple, you know, that has been like goals for me, more than like anything else, like financially or whatever, that has been like my goal for the family. So anyways, getting closer to that just seems, it almost seems unreal because I've never had that, you know, with him. So anyways, hoping
he's well deserved. He's extremely hardworking.
Yeah, Josh is just like, it's honestly so hardworking. About freaking time. I know. And it feels like that, like, and it's felt like that for a long time. Like, is this ever gonna happen? But at the same time, like, for Josh to be general manager at a company, like, you know, 8 years isn't really that long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there have been people that have been there for 20 plus years, and Josh is like gone up to that position in a short amount of time. But for me, it felt like forever when your husband works 10 to 14 hour days every day. So anyways, yeah, well, that happened this week.
It's very good.
That is very, very good. So, yeah. Don't tell Josh, I told you guys.
Well, I knew.
I know, but okay. But it, like, happened.
Well,
like,
yeah, I didn't know that he had the interview this week.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. So it happened finally. So,
it's very exciting.
Again, he has to, like, sign the contract. The guy had to come and said, like, I need to get the, like, contract, whatever, the offer or whatever, written up or whatever. So, we're not, like, to the finish line yet. You know what I mean? Again, I'm, like, kind of, like, holding my breath a little bit, but, I mean.
Blessing from the Lord.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. So,
it's very exciting. Very good.
Very good. We got a lot of good things going on.
A lot of good things. I know. We've been real depressing in these past, like, sometimes these episodes.
Our last one wasn't that bad.
No, our last one was fine. It was funny. Did I tell you about Jerry the Duck? And how one of my clients texted me.
And saw Jerry the Duck. Like, she knows Jerry the Duck.
She was like, I think I know which duck it is. And
what did she say about the duck?
Oh, I said, can you, like, send a picture or something? And then I showed it to her. And she's like, yep, that's him. That's the duck.
I told you. You were acting
it's funny because I, like, looked at the duck and I was like, oh, he's not, like, that ugly.
Yeah, like, he's, like, a weird face thing going
on. Yeah, I mean, I was expecting a monstrosity of a duck. And I was
update on Jerry, guys. My client, because the past couple times I've seen him, because there was, like, the huge flooding and stuff. And so then he's been by himself. And so I've been, like, worried again about him. But my client, so the past two times I've seen him, he's been alone. But my client, Krista, who me and her always talk about him, she said that she saw him, like, with a whole group of ducks in the middle of it. Like, he was, like, a part of it.
He's chatting.
I cannot tell you guys how invested I am on this duck on the Greenway. So, yeah, you're kind of invested, too, now. And I bet your client is.
Yeah, I'm not invested enough, but...
Listen, I love Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of good things going on. Yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another Tell Me Something Good episode, where I hope that we encourage you guys to reflect in your own life and think about what's good is happening in my life right now.
Where's the Jerry in your life, y'all?
Where is the Jerry? Find the Jerry in your life.
Yeah. I know. Actually, we're the Jerry in y'all's life. We're the Jerry in people's lives.
The ugly duckling.
No. They listen to us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We know.
Yeah. You went to the ugly duckling. I'm like, no, we're the Jerry. We're the highlight.
We are. We're the good. We hope so. We hope that we are that for you guys. But
tell us if we're not.
Yeah. If we're not, don't tell us. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And I hope that you'll join us next week for another episode of Double A Tea, where we spill all the tea. Bye, guys.